We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Andy Ciara. He's the showrunner for a new show on NBC called The Resort. Andy, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
So tell me this showrunner thing, and then we'll get right into The Resort, because I saw the trailer, and it just looks action-packed. It could happen to anyone, but let's talk a little bit about what a showrunner does.
Yeah, I created the show, and I wrote the first episode and kind of like the whole like season outline. And then I went over to Sam Esmail, who is he produced that, he created that show, Mr. Robot and Homecoming, and teamed up with him. And then we took it out to his home studio at UCP and sold it to Peacock. And then from that point on, I kind of just assembled a writer's room, wrote the season, hired, you know, everyone from directors to costume designers to production designers, all that. And then we gathered our crew and filmed out in Puerto Rico for about 4.5 months earlier this year. And then after that, I was kind of the showrunner stays through post-production and all the editing process. And I finally have now just moved back into my own home office because we are officially done with the show as of a week ago. So,
okay. So tell me specifically, where in Puerto Rico you guys film?
We are filming kind of all over the island, and but kind of like our home base was in San Juan, and we took over this Ritz, and it became our kind of home base for about a month, where we turned this we made it into a 2007 hotel, and this is our production designer kind of remade the whole entire thing basically from the bones of the Ritz, and then we also flipped it over into an abandoned 2022 hotel that's kind of being overtaken by the jungle, kind of being reclaimed by the jungle. And that was just like one of our resorts. And as I've said in other interviews, it's a show called The Resort that by the end of the fourth episode, we actually destroy the resort, and it becomes a jungle adventure and into the wild, basically.
All right. So let's talk about just the premise without giving anything away. Again, it premieres tonight on NBC. And then also Peacock, you can catch up on episodes in the Peacock network. I've been watching that since I've been traveling, and I'm into it. I said, I got to get the Peacock network now because it just gives you everything. You don't need any other type of streaming place, bottom line, you know, OTT networks are just where everything's going. But tell me specifically about The Resort, just the premise of the show.
Yeah. It's about a married couple who go down to a resort to celebrate their 10-year anniversary. And this marriage is kind of like at this lull. And then the first day that they're there, Emma, who is played by Kristen Milioti, she finds this old cell phone in the jungle, an old razor, and which belonged to a kid who went missing 15 years ago. And then this mystery kind of provides a keyhole into a much larger, bizarre, surreal mystery that she and her husband, Noah, who's played by Will Jackson Harper, solve. And as a result, like, you know, the question is, will this save their marriage or are they doomed? It takes them on this wild adventure that kind of transcends time. And then, like I said, it kind of goes more into Indiana Jones realm for the second half of the series.
Okay. So, and then we have to find that out for sure each and every week. Or binge watch, as we all do, Andy, now as binge watch. So when you create series, you think about that in mind compared to the days of, you know, where it's weekly and people really could only catch up, maybe decide to go to the website, and now people just binge an entire show in 2 days. Do you think of that in the way?
Absolutely. And I think that, I'm so happy with the way that Peacock wanted to release this, because yes, it's going to be on NBC tonight, but if anyone who is intrigued by this first episode, they can go over to Peacock, where we'll have had the first 6 episodes, and starting tomorrow, have the first 7 episodes up. So you can binge it if you want, but people who have been watching it along the way, they're doing the weekly drop. And, you know, this is another big influence in the show is Lost too. And I was an obsessed college kid analyzing each episode of Lost every week. So I think that conversation between the weeks, so you can't just binge it all at once, that helps too. I think that's an exciting part of the viewing process, I think, for TV. So I think this show hopefully can kind of like satisfy both. If people would rather binge it
I'm gonna binge it. It's already ready to binge. I mean, because I just,
great,
from the trailer alone, I say I'm binging this, because again, you talk about the resort, Puerto Rico, talking about the jungles, all the things of the show, and then also just the mystery. You like that kind of thing. And so you kind of, when you're looking at the show and putting this all together, you looked at Lost. So is that cool as a creator like you are to kind of say, man, I can now look at some of my favorite types of genres of stuff I've grown up watching and then put it and create it into my own thing? Is that cool or what?
Oh yeah, it's like a big giant sandbox for playing in. So it's kind of the best. Like, and this show is exactly that. It's a combination of like all the movies and books and stories that I grew up with and kind of thrown into this wild blender.
So where in the jungle did you film in Puerto Rico? In the jungle, where?
We're in Monagas, which is this park there, and so we are kind of just all over this big mountain. And then for the last like 3 weeks of the filming, we actually went over the Dominican Republic, where there are some more jungles and some without giving away the ending, just some other parts of the land that we are able to film in. And then there's also some big stages there, and we have some big builds, some big set builds that are for our finale. So and the Dominican Republic had everything we needed there. So
So what are you hoping that the viewers get out of this? What do you hope they get? Do you want them to be
yeah.
thrill or the thought process of what can happen to anybody? Because this can happen to anybody, truly, and maybe a little bit less of an extent, but you could end up going on vacation. It could be the vacation of hell. And so.
Yeah, it's not at, I would say it's not at all the show that you think it is when you watch after the trailer. But like after the first episode, it's not just about a couple at a resort. It really becomes this couple trying to recapture what went wrong in their marriage and in their lives that got them to this point in their life. And they're doing that by trying to solve this mystery of what happened to these two missing young adults. And we also are going into that story in the past. The two kids are played by Skylar Gisondo and Nina Bloomgarden, and Nina's dad is or Violet's dad is played by Nick Offerman, and it's that's a huge part of that sh the story as well. And then it becomes this like this attempt to recapture your past the entire time. So what I'm hoping for people to like kind of get from it is like in an attempt to recapture your past, it can both be sad and also just like silly and funny and thrilling. And then by the end, hopefully like on a very, very simple, my simple goal here is that I have two kids. After I put them to bed at night, I have about a half hour before I fall asleep. Sometimes I just want to like, have a bowl of ice cream or a glass of wine and watch something entertaining for a half hour. And my goal is like have something that can be that, but also there's this other part of myself, like that part that would like watch Lost or read recaps of Mad Men every week to kind of like analyze it, where I if you want to crack the codes of the show, if you want to lean in and read, go on Reddit and go down a little spiral like that, you can do that too, because this is a very
Excellent.
intensely layered show that has answers to everything if you want to find the answers.
I love that. And that's exactly what you want action, intrigue, a storyline, people that you want to follow, think about those specific things and all that. And kind of recapturing the past. Another show I love on NBC is Young Rock, and I'm a former professional wrestler. So taking the journey of watching Dwayne go all the way to, where it's gone in the first two seasons. What I love about the fact is that, oh my God, this reminds me of when I was in Memphis. I wasn't in Memphis when The Rock was there, by the way. I was there. He wore my knee pads in one TV taping in Memphis. So recapturing your past, saying, okay, now I want to recapture that. Maybe I got to get back in the ring. So your hope is that, in a couple's relationship, all these different things, look at ways that this speaks to you, but also you can escape reality for 30 for the time period. That's the ultimate goal. And you now and your creating are looking at things in the next generation of where television's going. And that's series, binge watching. How can you keep you on the edge of their seat so they're gonna ready to go and say, okay, I'm gonna watch another episode. That's ultimately the goal. Great.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
any other projects you have going on, people can check you out and stuff. Follow you and stuff. Is there places?
Yeah, I mean, I before this, I wrote this movie called Palm Springs, and that came out like right in the dead center of the pandemic, and that was a So I have another thing I'm doing with, I was with Andy Samberg. I have another thing I'm doing with Andy Samberg. And then the other thing is like, we'll see if, I mean, this season one of the resort, it is a complete story. There's not really any loose threads. It gives a jumping off point perhaps for a character. And you know, so to watch and then Peacock will like say, hey, well, let's do a second season. So that's, it's kind of the hope here. So,
And follow you? Are you on social media? Instagram? What's the best place to follow you?
not really. I have a private Instagram that and I'm not on Twitter. I've decided to kind of like, I don't know, the world scares me. So
You're just a great creator.
I just post photos of my kids to my friends on Instagram. So.
But what I'm seeing is the next step for you is, continue to great success in what you're doing. And I hope great success with the resort. And then it's on NBC tonight at what time? 8 p.m. Eastern? Or is it...
I believe it's at 9 p.m. right after America's Got Talent. So yes,
Right after. So it's a perfect the jump from America's Got Talent to right to, wow, that's going to be huge for you. So I appreciate it, Andy. Thanks again. And hey, man, feel free to come jump on the show any other time. And I appreciate it. And best of luck with all your ventures.
Well, thank you so much. Thank
You're
you so much for
welcome.
having me.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.